When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
It's a special scary edition of Fly Jams Friday for the 18th annual Spooktacular, the Nick D Show Spooktacular. It's all songs that are spooky, all creepy, scary, Halloween-related, scary fly jams. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to sneak in here with your scary, spooky fly jam request. And DJ Shagru is all ready. He's terrifying. He's got fangs. He was just in the TARDIS. Now he's out. Viggity Viggity Vic, verified double V, is a vampire because he starts with a V. And Esmeralda the Heart Melda. Esmeralda, what are you? Are you a zombie this morning?
Can I be a wolf lady?
A wolf lady. Of course you can be a wolf lady. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. I'll be the zombie. So there you go. So all scary, spooky-themed fly jams this morning. 312-981-7200.
Probably people lined up inside and out. Just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere. Cause
it's come out at night. It's come out at night.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. The Spooktacular Spooky Edition. 815 and 773 requested some spooky fly jams right there. Houdini, the freaks come out at night. Yeah. And Natural Mike wanted to hear that one too.
Actually, Natural Mike will have our next request.
Oh, that's his. That's the next one. Okay, cool. All right, 815 and 773 area code wanted to hear that one. Okay, cool. It's creepy and scary fly jams Friday this morning. You know, Dan, I don't know if you. I don't think you were here when I years and years ago when I first started. I used to do a voicemail segment where I would play listener voicemails who would call in. And they would call in on my voicemail here at the office.
Right.
I would play them. One of the voicemails that I played, I'll always remember this. One of the voicemails that I played, a guy just called up and sang The Freaks Come Out at Night for about 4 minutes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. He called up and sang the Freaks Come Out at Night. I used to play that, you know, pretty repeatedly on the show. You remember The Freaks Come Out at Night, Esmeralda the Heart Melda?
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Ain't it the truth?
It is the truth.
Currently featured in the Target Halloween commercial ads.
It is featured in the Target ads. All right. Let's go to the phones with your Fly Jam Scary, Fly Jam Scary requests. There's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
Good morning.
Morning.
Can you please play Monster Mash?
We can't have a Halloween or a Spooktacular without hearing the legendary Monster Mash.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampire's
right.
Peace. The ghouls all came from their humble abode.
Boris Pickett.
To get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
Yeah, you can't. It's not Halloween. It's not a full Halloween season until you hear Fartula and Count Fartula fart, until you hear the screaming guy and Monster Mash. Then it's complete.
Yeah, I was thinking Michael Jackson's Thriller is probably played out by now.
Well, I have a feeling we'll probably hear that one before the morning is up.
And if you don't mind me asking, what are you going to do if the Cubs win the World Series?
Because
I'm going to scream.
Well, I'm going to cry. I know that much because I cried last Saturday when they won the title, when they won the pennant, I cried.
That double out?
Yep.
That's right. Cool.
Now, are you dressing up for Halloween, Jasmine?
Yeah, I'm going to be a Navy sailor.
A Navy sailor?
Yep.
Good for you. That's fantastic.
So it should be pretty cool.
Okay. All right, Jasmine. Thanks. Have a good Halloween.
Bye.
Bye. Jasmine. She's awesome. All right. So now Natural Mike. Natural Mike is in Logan Square, and he wanted to hear... Oh, let's just play this one. He wanted to hear this.
Then we dipped to the theater set to film. We saw Elm Street, and man, it was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare. But on my street... in my room like an oven. My bed so was sweat and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock and it stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice so I could flip the TV off and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind.
Nightmare on My Street. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. That's right, man. He went down for some juice. And then he heard Freddy. Man, Freddy Krueger in the 80s, it was just huge. Huge.
You're in there sexy Freddy Krueger, right?
Yeah. That's right. There is sexy Freddy Krueger. And let me just I'll tell you this. At Flashback Weekend this year, I was a judge of both the female and male Freddy Krueger contest.
Were they
Freddy Krueger costume contest. The guy who won was spectacular. The guy who's won makeup was unbelievable. Like, it looked professional.
I did see when I was costume places.
Yeah.
They do have a thing, like a whole get-up.
Yeah.
I'm
assuming he bought it someplace, but he looked amazing. And, of course, the girl that won was Sexy Freddy.
Did she have the burnt skin?
She had the burnt skin, but she also had, like, strategically placed slices in her sweater. That would reveal her midriff and her back and stuff. And, you know, she had slices in her pants and stuff. So, yeah. So she was Sexy Freddy. All right. We got a break here. We got the news and then more spooky, scary, terrifying fly jams for the Spooktacular Fly Jam Edition.
I can't stand. No, put me down. I put a spell on you.
Seven seven three area code requested the great Screaming Jay Hawkins. I put a spell on you. That song rules. Dan, you got to work with Steve and Johnny when he was on the show a couple times.
No, unfortunately, it was before my time.
Oh, God, listening to him on with Steve and Johnny was just fantastic. Screaming Jay Hawkins was a loon.
The stories they told of the three of them going to Fantasy Costumes to try to find a toilet for his performance on like a Halloween Chicago event. It's hilarious.
It's unbelievable. Is that somewhere? Is that
you know what? I'll see if I can track it
down.
Okay.
Why would they go to like a costume of a toilet?
Well, I think it was the only place open at the time.
Yeah. Like, come on, guys.
Looking for like a fake toilet or something.
We need a toilet. I wonder if
you're going to go anywhere, you go to Fantasy Costumes for a toilet.
That place is ridiculous.
It is. Absolutely ridiculous. Screaming Jay Hawkins, amazing. What a nut. Didn't he have like 173 kids or something?
Right. Like they had reunions of just, you know, the kids.
I'm not, he had like 30 something kids. It was around that.
I mean, I can believe it.
Yeah. And like he had the grandkids and all that. It was like, you know.
How old did he live?
I think he was in his late 80s.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a lot of time to.
Yeah, late 80s easily, I think.
Seed.
I can't remember. Can't remember exactly how old he was, but I want to say it was late 80s. So, all right. We're talking about scary fly jams. Esmeralda, are you still terrified?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay. Well, it's Fly Jam Bob here on WGN. Hey, Bob.
Nick, hey. The Chicago Cubs are in the World Series. Can you believe it?
I still can't believe it. And they've won a game in the World Series, Bob. And only that they've won a game.
I used to just want them to make it, but now I want the whole thing.
I do too. Saturday, Bob, I was crying like a baby.
Me too.
And I was just like, I can't believe they're in the World Series. And now you get a taste of it, and it's like, I want the next three games.
I was so freaked out during the last five outs. I didn't even see the ball go to the Moises Alou seats.
Yeah, no, it did. It went over there.
Yes, I know. I watched the replay, but I didn't even see it.
It was really weird because a ball went over there, and then there was a double play to the second baseman.
Yeah, so
to
yeah.
end the game, and I was like, "Well, thank God Gonzalez is in there."
That's for sure.
No, I cried like a baby. It's just been insane in this weekend.
I still do when I think about it.
Me too. This weekend is going to be out of control. I'm not wearing pants all weekend.
And Dan's going to be there.
And Dan's going tonight. God bless him.
Yeah, probably the best night to go with the wind and the weather.
It's going
to
be great.
None of that stuff around their necks. It should be great.
That's right. Okay, what do you got?
This is my third no-repeat Halloween fly jam already. Did you know that?
Wow, okay.
For my Halloween fly jam, I've got a one-hit wonder from 1969, a band out of Minneapolis named Crow.
Crow.
And hopefully after this series, there'll be a lot of people eating Crow. Here's the original, Evil Woman, Don't Play Your Games With Me.
But I know that it was she, not me. And you know just how it's got to be.
Song. You know, Bob, you know who covered this song on their first album?
Black Sabbath. Yeah, but this one's better.
No, I agree. The horns, I mean, I love the Sabbath version because it's Black Sabbath and they rule the planet, but the horns on this one is what makes it.
I was disappointed they didn't do much. Black Sabbath sounds like this one without the horns. They didn't do a lot to the arrangement.
No, they didn't. It was pretty much the same thing. But yeah, Crow. All right, cool. Thank you, Bob.
Take care, Nick.
All right, buddy. Go Cubs.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, the Sabbath version of that song.
Oh boy.
It was on the first album, but it's not. It's like the British version, and they had to. It was like a B-side.
Okay.
Evil Woman. Evil Woman, don't you play? It's a jam. All right. Okay, so Anita would like to hear the Jackson 5's version of The Boogeyman.
He's gonna get you. See, the boogeyman's gonna get you. If you're messing around in the dark, play with my love and affection. That ain't smart. No, that ain't smart.
Scary. I love that song. I love that song.
You know, in Spanish, how I know the boogeyman is they call him El Cucuy.
What do they call him?
Cucuy.
Cucuy?
Yeah, he's the boogeyman. And at least that's what my mom would do. She'd be like, don't go in there. The cucuy's going to get you. I'd be like, what? You'd be like, it's dark down there. The cucuy's going to get you.
The cucuy. They should make a movie. Yeah. With that title.
And it's just, there's no, it's the boogeyman.
Yeah.
Like, there's no,
they should make a movie.
Like.
I'm telling you, that would be cool.
Cucuy.
The cucuy. I mean, look, yeah. If they can make a terrifying movie called The Babadook, they can make a cucuy. That's a movie. Have you seen The Babadook?
Yeah.
That's a great movie. And a scary movie. That's a scary movie. Babadook, Duke, Duke, Duke. I love that movie.
You should go on tour with that.
Oh, man.
The Babadook.
The Babadook tour?
He's a DJ.
Yeah. DJ Babadook. Let me in.
See? Come on.
Dan, have you seen The Babadook?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, it's so scary. I have the deluxe Blu-ray that comes with a book.
See, I thought that book was really cool.
Book is, you can get the book. It's,
I mean, sadly,
there's limited edition.
Bring in the Babadook.
But... Come on in, Baba.
Come hang out.
Grab a Duke.
I'm watching the game.
Yeah, come watch the Cub game with me, Baba Duke. I'll let you in. No, but it comes with like a mini version of the book with like, it's only like 3 pages. Mm-hmm. And you can pull it, you know, like he pops up.
Oh, that's cool.
It's awesome. But you can get the book, but, you know, they had a limited edition of them. Mm-hmm. Bunch of people bought them up, and now they're like, they put them up on eBay, and they want like 12 grand for them.
Right.
But the book's cool as hell. Like, every time I see the movie, I'm like, man, why didn't I want that book? I would have loved that book when I was a kid. Babadook, dook, dook. Here's Jimmy on WGN. Hey, Jimmy.
Hello, how you doing?
All right. What do you got?
Screaming Jay Hawkins, Feast of the Mau Mau.
Yeah, let's do it.
Get it straight, don't be late, it's time for mad fun. Feast of the Mau Mau has begun. Ah! At the feast, with the Feast of the Mau Mau. They make wine for the spine and it goes out. The test for the best for who stays. At the feast with the Feast of the Mau Mau. At the feast with the Feast of the Mau Mau. How they talk, man? They go like this.
Yeah.
You know, make a movie of that.
Jimmy, great choice, buddy.
Thank you. All right. Go Cubs.
Go Cubs. Take care. But judging by your reaction, Esmeralda, you're not familiar with the work of Screaming Jay Hawkins.
No, I mean, just I put a spell on
him. Oh, man. He was insane. He was the best. Feast. He was the best.
Feast of the Beast of the Mau Mau.
The Mau Mau, yeah. The Feast of the Mau Mau. He was the best. You know, Jim Jarmusch put him in a couple of movies.
Oh, okay.
He was in Mystery Train, which is one of my very favorite Jim Jarmusch movies. Mm-hmm. He's in Mystery Train, and his scenes are hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. He's not in the full getup either. He's not like in the crazy costume. There's no toilet nearby. So, okay. Here's what we're going to do. We got a break here. We got weather, we traffic, and then we've got more spooky, scary, terrifying, oh my God, I can't take it, fly jams. How do you do the lurch?
Yeah.
Jay requested Do the Lurch with Lurch.
It's a brand new band.
Looks like the electric slide, but you kind of bend over at the waist as you're doing it.
Ah, that makes sense.
Do the Lurch. That was scary.
What is he?
He's a lurch.
But is he like
He's a butler.
Right, but is he dead?
I think Lurch is a zombie.
Okay.
Yeah. He's just Lurch.
Right. He's kind of a sassy zombie.
Oh, yeah. You rang.
And he'd be like, oh, no. Like,
he was just trying to dance. Everybody is interrupting him while he's trying to do the lurch. You know? Did you like the Addams Family?
Yeah.
I love the Addams Family, but I'm a Munsters guy. Because
no, I like Addams Family.
Yeah, because you're smarter than me.
Okay.
No, because people who are smarter like the Addams Family, and I'm a dummy, which is why I relate mostly to Herman Munster.
Oh, okay.
Because the Addams Family is really clever. You know, it's very smart. It's satire. It's very, very clever. The Munsters is Fred Gwynne jumping up and down and the ceiling falls on his head. That's what
yeah,
the Munsters
that
is.
That happens a lot.
And he's jumping up and down. He plays baseball. You know, knocks the skin off the ball, goes flying.
Oh, boy.
You know?
They show a lot of Addams Family at like 3 in the morning.
It's appropriate.
On antenna TV, I believe.
It is. I see commercials for it because I watch Johnny Carson every once in a while. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, I do. Every once in a while, I'll watch Johnny Carson.
So like once a month? Or?
Daily.
Oh. Uh-huh.
John Astin rules, by the way.
He's great.
Gomez is the king. The king. I saw him. I met John Astin. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Gomez. I was freaking out because it was Gomez.
Yeah.
But I saw him do a one-man show, Edgar Allan Poe. He played Edgar Allan Poe. Phenomenal. And Poe is my favorite writer of all time, speaking of spooky stuff, Halloween stuff. He was amazing in it. Absolutely amazing. Oh. All right. Here's Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I got one for you. House of Horrors. I won't tell you who it is right yet.
Welcome to my House of Horrors.
Evidently, aliens have stopped by.
I was going to say, where's David Pumpkins?
Yeah. We need David Pumpkins. All right, Harold, who is that? Who is it?
Well, I'll tell you what. Daytime TV host in the late 60s, 70s, and early 80s.
Mike Douglas?
Very close. Take another guess and you'll have it.
Dick Cavett?
Oh boy, you're gonna go further away.
Merv Griffin. Okay, Merv Griffin. That makes sense. All right, Merv Griffin. All right, thank you, Harold. Have a good one. All right, take care. All right, Derek wanted to hear this classic. Now, if this guy wasn't Berry Gordy's son and Michael Jackson didn't appear on this song, it would have never have even seen the light of day.
Oh, it's such a good song, though.
When I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair.
I am now messaging the invite group of the party I'm going to and
requesting Rockwell.
Yeah, I'm being like, hey, you better play this.
Make sure you got some Rockwell handy.
Really, I will bust some chairs.
All right. Jeff on WGNA. Jeff.
Hello, how are you?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, how about the Jump Rope song from Nightmare on Elm Street?
Oh, boy, here we go.
1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4, better lock your door. 5, 6, grab your crucifix. 7, 8, gonna stay up late. 9, 10, never sleep again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not going to sleep anymore. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, can you make Count Fartula fart again?
I put Count Fartula is now in his coffin.
Yeah, the sun's coming up soon.
Yeah, the sun's coming up, so I had to put Count Fartula in his coffin. I mean, I can fart for you if you want, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. All right, and then what do we got? We got the 630 area code. We go with that one, Dan? Okay, 630 requested this one. Which is, of course, legendary. Stevie Wonder was so great. There was a time when there was nothing better on the planet than Stevie Wonder.
There
was a stretch of time when it was like, why are there any other musicians on this planet? Like 5 albums in a row where it's like, oh, you're a genius. Yeah. You know who does a killer cover of that? The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh.
Have you heard his cover?
I have not.
No? All right. Well, we want to close our scary Fly Jams Friday. The Spooktacular, our 18th annual. We'll do it again next year. The 18th annual Nick D Show Spooktacular. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and thanks to the Scary Sound CD, Count Fartula, Fartenstein. And we wanted to close out with another fly jam.
Allison Hagen, I'm David Pumpkins.
and I'm gonna scare the hell out of you. Question.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. David S. Pumpkins, everybody.
Oh. Are you crazy? Crazy for
I'm
David S.
Pumpkins? Crazy for David S. Pumpkins. I am so in the weeds on David Pumpkins. Honey, don't let David Pumpkins ruin your night. Why did you go all in on David Pumpkins? I've watched it 5,000 times, and it's funnier every single time I watch it. Now, I've posted this on my Facebook page.
Yes.
David S. Pumpkins is unleashed upon the world the same night that the Cubs make it to the World Series.
Oh.
Coincidence? I think not. Well, we got to we got a break here. Yeah, and I'll see you actually you're off.
Yeah, see you Tuesday.
See you Tuesday and happy anniversary to you and V.
Thank you.
That's really sweet. I'm glad you're happy. Yeah. I'm glad someone's happy.
You got David Pumpkins.
I got David.